bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
It takes for our devotion from the 22nd chapter of Proverbs. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Grandma used to say, children sleep well because they have a clean conscience. That was a nice thought, even though it's pretty bad theology. At any rate, many of our little ones do seem to sleep soundly. Although Dr. Dorothy Bruck of Victoria University in Australia would say sound sleep is usually a good thing, there are times when that blessed gift can be dangerous. Having studied 123 children who were under age 9, Dr. Bruck found out that when a fire alarm went off in their home, only half of the children woke up. Only half of that group recognized the sound as a fire alarm, and only one half of that group knew the sound meant they should get out of the house. Dr. Bruck is encouraging parents to make sure their children are educated as to what they should do in an emergency, and especially when the alarm goes off. I agree. I agree in regard to matters spiritual as well as dangers physical. I can sadly recall the number of parents who used the church on Sunday morning as a babysitting service. The adults dropped their children off for Sunday school, but they never came in themselves. They went home, read the paper, went out for breakfast, ran some errands. They never visited with their children about what they had learned or why it was important. Not surprisingly, when those children were confronted by some difficult life situation, they didn't recognize those difficulties as being dangerous, nor did they know what to do. Maybe that's why the Lord encouraged us to train up our children in the way they should go. The Lord wanted His veteran Christians to lovingly, faithfully, and regularly impart some of their knowledge to the generations which came after them. He wanted us to warn our young ones of the dangers which come from the world and the devil. He wanted us to teach them that Jesus was the child's best friend and most faithful help. To that end, we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I give thanks that Jesus has always been there for me. Now may I and my congregation do all we can to train our children. Help us make them aware of life's dangers, and let us share the solution to those dangers which is found only in the Savior who gave His life so we might have life both here and in eternity. In His name, amen.